Blog Talk Radio.
Glory be unto the Most High God. What an awesome, marvelous, wonderful God we serve. This is the day that we shall continue to rejoice and glorify and magnify the Lord. He is awesome and worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord. I just got distracted because I'm like, my system didn't show up right then, but anyway, we bless the Lord. I'm looking forward to a mighty move of God tonight as we glorify Him and give praise and honor to Him and thanking Him. He is so marvelous and so phenomenal and awesome that we don't have words enough to glorify and magnify His name. I thank God, glory to God, for another day He's added into our lives and given us this opportunity to come together to magnify His name and to come together tonight to let the Lord have His way with the ministers of the gospel. And as we open our hearts and minds up to hear what He's going to share with us and even to glorify Him in the great and mighty testimonies of the awesome move of God, we bless the Lord. Thanking Him because He is phenomenal. I want to give glory to Him and thank Him, trying to keep Him being distracted. Here we go. Praise the Lord. We praise God. My system is not opening up around in Jesus. Father, we thank you for every day that you've given us and the assignment that you've given to our life. We bind up any interference that will come against what God has ordained for our life and what He has set and assigned for us. So we bind up the forces of the enemy, glory to God, that will try to steal joy, peace, or whatever assignment. So God, we glorify you and we thank you that it is well, that everything coming in alignment and coming in place. We thank you for it now. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless the Lord. Amen. Power and prayer. Many times we ask it before you even ask. So thank you for it, God. In Jesus' name. So we're going to pull that up in just a moment and we'll get ready, glory to God, to just let the women of God just come hot off the press as the Lord directs. Let everything else come in alignment in just a couple of moments. Father, I do honor you today and give you glory. You're so worthy to be praised. I thank you for the blessed plan that you have for us, as you said in Jeremiah 29 and 11. And the plans that you have for us, you let us know that it's good and not evil. What the expected is to bless us and to prosper us. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God, for these dear women of God that you have placed, glory to God, in such a time as this in the kingdom to bring forth your word, bring forth the anointing of that you have signed for their lives. We're thanking you, Lord God, for using them to pray and intercede and to stand in the gap, God, and not only just on Divine Connection prayer line, but on a daily basis, in their church, in their home. However, we pray that you continue to bless them and anoint them as they speak, as they share, as they witness, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you continue to keep them healthy and whole as well as their family. Pray for salvation, deliverance, and healing and wholeness, and a determination to be committed and dedicated to the cause of Christ. We pray for those that are in need of a Savior and in the pardon of their sins. We thank you, Lord God, for Jesus, our Savior. We pray for giving them a mind to want to be saved and want to be delivered, want to be free, and that we will be a great witness by being the walking epistles, glory to God, as disciples for Christ, truly about kingdom business and not on flesh on parade. We bless you today, God, for those that are in need of a healing, the inner healing as well as the spiritual healing, the physical healing, whatever, God, we thank you that you said in your word that you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. For some, that is, they need a healing through traumatic stuff that they're going through or gone through in the name of Jesus. We bless you today, glory to God, for our youth and all, glory to God, that they're going through and need deliverance, need healing. Some just need encouragement. Some need salvation. Others need, glory to God, just deliverance in the name of Jesus. We just bless you today. And we thank you, glory to God. As we prepare for the lines to be open, we glorify you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Without God, I can do nothing. Without God, I would say, Without God, my life would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Without God, I can do nothing. Without God, I would fail. Without God, my life would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yes, Lord, my soul says yes, 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 Lord. Yes, yes, know that there's something going on the other side. Praying, lady. Without love, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones who him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. God, I bless you and I honor you. Thank you. It is done. It is well. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. If the first name I see is, number I see is Mother Willette, we're going to open the line and give glory to God, the floor to her, for her to open up and give what God has placed in her spirit. McCormick, Pastor Bird, Mother Alexander, praise the Lord. In that order. This time, we're going to open the line for the Lord bless. The lines are open. Praise God. Thank God for prayer. Hello? Are you there?
Hello. Can you hear us, BJ?
I hear you now.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was praying. What did you say, dear?
The line is open now for the Lord to place what's on your heart for you. You're going to be the first line up, and then Mother McCormick, Pastor Bird, and then Mother Alexander.
Oh, okay, so I'm first. Praise the Lord. Okay, well, bless the Lord. truly we honor God on tonight. We thank God on tonight. We bless him. We give him praise, for he is the true and living God. And, Lord God, I just honor you right now. I praise you. I thank you so much that you love each one of us. I thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, to share, Lord God, what you have given us. I thank you, Lord God, for the women that sent on the wall to intercede for others. I thank you for Sister and Minister BJ in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for just being steadfast and unmovable and always abounding in the work of God. I just bless you right now. I thank you for the power of your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord God, whether it be a poem, whether it be a testimony, whether it be, Lord God, a short message that you give us. We pray that it goes forward in the name of Jesus and that it will bless the hearers, Lord God, and that your word go forth, Lord God, with power, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. With anointing, Lord God, to break every yoke, destroy every stronghold in the name of Jesus, and let it bring about a special anointing to heal, set free, and save in Jesus' name. Thank you for the power of your word. And open up our understanding, Lord God, and open up, Lord God, our hearts to receive the word of God in Jesus' name. Bless this word, and we thank you, we honor you, we praise you, we love you. Most of all, Father God, we thank you that you love us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God. Hallelujah. I begin to write a few words because I know we have a brief time, praise God, on the line tonight. And I was writing down, hallelujah, I was saying, thank you, Lord, so for loving me so much. And I said, I love God because he is so good to me. He's made, hallelujah, me to be one of his special people. And I really love God, not just hallelujah in word, but also in deed, praise God. God, and I'm not boasting or anything like that because I'm appreciative, God, that he called me one of his, praise God. God has made us a comfortable place to live on, praise God, by creating this great earth, hallelujah, and giving us this great nation that we live in. I thank and praise God for the stars and the moons and the sun. Hallelujah, glory be to God that give us light, and not only light, but it warm the earth when it gets a little bit too cool, praise God. And I said, hallelujah, I thank you, Lord, that when we love God, hallelujah, when we love like God does, we don't hold things against people. We don't harbor unforgiveness. We don't harbor jealousy, bitterness. We don't harbor prejudice and et cetera. We show, hallelujah, or we demonstrate or reveal our love for God, hallelujah, by first of all keeping his word, hallelujah, and by how we treat one another. Even when people may be mean and ugly to us, hallelujah, we still are kind, hallelujah, and good to them. We don't say something and do something else. In other words, we're not hypocrites, praise God. Hallelujah. When we really love the Lord, we mean what we say, praise God. And we obey God and we does what pleases him when we love God. And I was just writing those little words down, and then I began to pull out some of my papers, praise God. I got to make good use of my few minutes, praise the Lord. And I had something written down. I said, I think it used to be a song, if everybody loved Jesus, what a wonderful world this would be. And then I asked the question, do you really love Jesus? And I wrote down, and I had something written down about how to know whether you really love God. And I just want to say God really loves us. And I heard Minister BJ singing, yes, Jesus loves us. Yes, Jesus loves me. She made it personal, praise God, because the Bible tells us so, praise God, hallelujah. And I pray and I believe that each person that's on the line has had their own spiritual encounter with the Lord, where the Lord has manifest himself to each of you, praise God, and let you know that you belong to him, and therefore you do know that he loves you. And we all know Praise God, the Bible tells us so, but God demonstrated, he revealed, and he showed how much he loved us when he sent Jesus, hallelujah, to be the propitiation. In other words, he paid and he gave his life. He laid down his life for us, hallelujah. So I thank and praise God that God is a God that demonstrated his love for us. And I wrote down Matthew, the 22nd chapter, verse 34 through 40, that talked about when the Pharisees had heard that he had silenced the Sadducees and gathered together. They gathered together, and one of them, one of the number or a lawyer, asked him a question to test him, in other words, to test Jesus. And they said, "Teacher, what is the greatest commandment, or what's the most important commandment in the law?" And like I said, this was done to test Christ. And Jesus replied to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." Hallelujah. And the 38th verse says, "This is the great and most important principle and first commandment." And 39 says, "And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as you love yourself." Praise God. So they were testing, the lawyer was testing Jesus, but he told him what the greatest commandment was, which is to love the Lord. And that's why I asked that question, do you really love the Lord? Praise God. And the test, praise God, of whether or not you really love the Lord, and it's really when you can keep his word, praise God, and you love one another. And how did I find that out? When I went to John, the 14th chapter, in verse 21, praise God. And even before the 14th, John 13, 34 and 35 says, this was Jesus speaking when he says, "I give you a new commandment, that you should love one another. Just as I have loved you, so you too should love one another." Praise God. And verse 35, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." So that's one thing. And then John 14 and 21, it says, "The person who has my commands and keeps them is the one who really loves me." So that's the test. Do you really love the Lord? Hallelujah. Do you keep his word? Do you obey his word? Praise God. If you obey his word, then you really love him. Hallelujah. But when you look back over your life and think things over, hallelujah, think and see how good God has been to you and to your family over the years, praise God. You realize that God truly loves you. Praise God. And hallelujah, we pray that each and every day we desire to walk according to the will of God for our lives, praise God, by obeying his word. And Jesus said, hallelujah, if you don't get anything else right, get this right. That's what I'm saying. If you don't get anything else, we've got to love God, hallelujah, with all of our heart, soul, and mind. The scripture says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness," and the things that we are in need of, God is going to provide those things. Praise God. Hallelujah. The scripture teaches, hallelujah, "I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor seed begging bread." We can count on God. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God. He's able to back up every promise he has given us. So if we, praise God, can love the Lord, hallelujah, if we truly love the Lord, then if God tells us to love our enemies, hello, somebody, we can't do like the world do. If somebody is our enemy, we want to hate them and want to set traps for them. We can't do that. But the Lord says, hallelujah, we're supposed to love one another, hallelujah, and he said, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you. Hallelujah. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So if he tells us to do that, then that's what we need to do. So because the test of love is whether or not you're keeping the word of God to the best of your ability, praise God. And then, hallelujah, and then Jesus said, and if you love him and obey his word, then you really love God, praise God. And remember what Jesus said, we have to love one another. And I often ask the question, I'll never forget when my sister passed away many years ago, praise God. And I remember a message came to me, hallelujah, that spoke and said that God is really looking at how we treat one another. Hallelujah. If Jesus has said, now, a new commandment I give unto you, which is to love one another, hallelujah, the test of loving, hallelujah, God, praise God, is how you treat somebody else. How you treat. Now, it's one thing to go to church and treat people real nice and pretty and kind when you get to church and you, oh, how you doing, sister? And, you know, you thinking something else. I wish you would get on away from me. But, you know, praise God, hallelujah, the real test is if when you get away from them and you're not in church, praise God, and you go back home, how do you treat your family? Are you mean and ugly and unkind to them? Hello, somebody, praise God. But you've got to have the genuine love of God down on the inside. And I'm going to say this, we can't love except the agape, hallelujah, the love of God lives down on the inside. If you, and he said, he that is in Christ is a new creature, all things passed away, behold, all things become brand new. So if, praise God, you have the love of God, if Jesus, the presence of God, is living down on the inside of you, you can't help but to love you one another. You can't help but to be kind even to the people in your family that do you wrong, despitefully use you, or say all manner of evil against you. Hello, somebody, I know what I'm talking about. But when the love of God lives on the inside, when you can love God and love your neighbor, love the ones, hallelujah, that's not in the church, praise God. It may be somebody unsaved. Hello, somebody. Praise God. But when you can show kindness and show love, that means the love of God is being illuminated in your life, praise God. And God wants us to love. If God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, then the least we can do, because Jesus has paid the price for our sins, laid down his life, the scripture says greater love, hallelujah, somebody said greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends, praise God. God called us his friends, hallelujah, glory be to God. God loves us, hallelujah, and he wants the best for us, hallelujah, and he's given us the best. I hear John saying, hallelujah, glory be to God, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you might be also. Hallelujah. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'm coming back and receive you unto myself. So praise God, hallelujah. I gave you a few scriptures, not too many, praise God, hallelujah, that you can meditate on. And you can ask yourself the question, do I really love the Lord? Well, if you love God with all of your heart, soul, and mind, and you love people even when they are ugly and mean to you, glory be to God, and you're kind to them, glory be to God, hallelujah, you can say that you're walking out the will of God for your life. Hallelujah, praise God. Now, I'm going to finish this up with a little poem because I wanted to get that in, praise God. Hallelujah, and I pray that those little few scriptures that I've given you mean something. And we're talking about, hallelujah, love, because this is the month for love, because February 14th is Valentine's Day. But anyway, but we see the greatest love is the love that the Father has for his creation. Glory be to God. We didn't make ourselves. We his people and the sheep of his pasture. And he loves us and he wants the best and he provides the best. Sometimes we think we know how things ought to work out. No, you don't. God knows what's best for us. He loves us and he's providing the best for us. I love it when it says, hallelujah, all things work together for good to them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. This little poem, and then I'm going to get out the way and let somebody else come on. And I pray I didn't rush that too much. Otherwise, you're going to have to go back and listen to the little tape. Praise God. The poem that I wrote and was inspired to write, this is a few years ago, it says, if love could talk, what would he say? Hallelujah. If love could talk, what would he say? Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. You say you want a house? Well, in my Father's house are many mansions. I ain't pulling your leg. If it were not so, I would have told you. As a matter of fact, I go to prepare a place for you that's out of this world. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Yes, that's right. I'm coming back. And I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you might be also. You ain't never going to find a man that will love you like I do. I mean, greater love has no man than this, than one that will lay down his life for you, for real. I have loved you with an everlasting love. You see, I so loved the world that I gave my only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If love could talk, what would he say? If you knew the gift of my Father and who it is that say to you, give me drink, you would have asked of me, and I would have given you living waters where you never would thirst again. Verily I say unto you, today you shall be with me in paradise. If love could talk, what would he say? Let me see if I can give you a hint of my love for you. Even before Abraham was, I am. Did you know that I was wounded for your transgressions? I was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon the chastisement of your peace was upon me, and by my stripes you were healed. I came that you might have life and have it more to the full. I will supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Lo, I will be with you always. If love could talk, what would he say? With long life will I satisfy you. Hallelujah, glory be to God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, I will lift your standard against him. I will be your shield, your buckler, your high tower, your defense, the horn of your salvation, your refuge, your deliverer, your healer, your shelter. I will be the strength of your life. Jah. Hallelujah. I am your rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley, your bright and morning star. I'm the first and the last, your Alpha and the Omega. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. If love could talk, what would he say? There's none like me. No one else can touch your heart like I do. I will pour out my spirit upon you that will make you want to pour out your praise upon me. Whatever you ask me, believing that you receive, you can have whatever you say. If love could talk, what would he say? I will hush the storm and stop the rain for you. I will say to the sea, peace, be still for you. I will walk on water for you. And if you go through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll be right there with you. I will bless your coming in and your going out, in the city and in the field. I will even bless them that bless you and curse them that curse you. If love could talk, what would he say? I even went to the cross for you and was crucified for you. And on the third day, I got up out of my grave just because of you. As a matter of fact, I would be in heaven sitting at the right hand of God Almighty making intercession for you. That's how much I love you. If love could talk, what would he say? Eyes haven't seen, ears has not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what I have in store for you because you love me, because you belong to me. I will be your God, and you will be my people. Selah. If love could talk, what would he say? God bless you. Amen.
Mother McCormick.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, I don't know what's going on the line. I can hear you now.
Hello? You can hear me?
I'm here. Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Praise the Lord. I just enjoyed Sister Willette. It was so good. God, thank you. Okay. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you this afternoon. God, we come just giving thanks to you, God, for this night, God. We just thank you, Lord God, for what our ears have already heard right now, Father. And, Father, we pray, God, that whatever we might say tonight, God, that you would speak through me and that you would say what you want me to say, Father, that somebody on this airline will hear you, God, that would want to be make a change in their life. And, God, we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, tonight we'll be talking about, I tell you, I've been from one thing to another, and I just, y'all just pray for me because I've just got so much I want to talk on, and I know it's got a little bit of time. So first thing I was thinking about, which we're talking about love, and I was writing down some stuff. I written down about seeds of love is the word of God, and said if the seed could get in a person's heart, it will help them as the Spirit of God work with the seed which have been planted, and the resentment of obedient love action soon mail in the heart of action soon mail in the hardness of heart. Love changed the character of a people who love, you will be able to love the unlovable. As I was thinking about that and I was reading, you know, as I put that together, and as I was thinking about that, I thought about how sometimes as we walking through this journey of life and how we show love to people, you know, how we are going from one person to another, how we planting those seeds, and it may be a person that that really haven't really grown in love like they desire to grow in love, and you plant that seed in their heart, and as God began to give the increase of that situation, so you may look at a person and look like they still is meaner than they ever been, but as you continue to talk to that person and plant that seed in them, realizing that you might think they're not listening at what you are seeing, but they are listening and they begin to grow like a flower. And so that I began to think about the seed, you know, how you plant seeds, how it grow, and it may be a couple of years. You may see that person way off a couple of years, and when you see them, they're not acting the same way that they used to act. They have grown some. They have that seed have took root in some kind of way in some areas. May have not got in the right area that it should have got in, but it's getting there. And so I began to think about that seed of love, you know, how that person, you know, as you plant that seed, that person is begin to show a little love, a little better than what they used to be whenever you saw them that other time, or how they was acting so hateful and didn't want to be around you, and they was doing this and doing that. But when you maybe see them the next time, they acting a little bit better, and it kind of surprised you. Not so much surprised you, but it shouldn't surprise you because you know you have been talking to that person. You've been praying for that person that they'll make a change in their life, that something that hardening of the heart will soften up, you know, that they wouldn't be so hard and that they can't break through, but God is the only one that can break through that ground. You know, as you look at a seed, you know, you put it in the ground, and when you see it in the ground, after a while, it began to break through. You know, you see that dirt come breaking through. I don't know if y'all ever seen that before, but you put a seed in there and you see that dirt kind of break through. And so I thought about that in a person, you know, how that root is getting, you know, taken hold in the name of Jesus. So I just thank God for that, what God had given me that on a few minutes ago. And so I was also thinking about the verse of 1 John 4:7, where it said, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God." And so I was thinking of that, so that you know, as we be born of God, that we know God, you know, we know who God is, and we know that He's able to to bring us out of situation that whatever we might be going through, he's able to work it out in every situation that we are going through. And I have this here that I want to read. It says, may sound like a tough set of requests met, but you can meet them. You are a loving creator. God is a creator, creating your spirit in the image of love, and he has sent his love spirit to live in you and teach you how to love as he loved. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to, as he put that spirit in us, he's teaching us how to love. It says you can live the love life. Become love conscious by confessing and acting on God's word concerning love. And that's what we have to do, act on that word. As you meditate on these scriptures, seeing yourself living the love life, you are the one who must make the decision to perfect the love of God in your life. No one else can do it for you. No one else can do these things for us. So make the decision in faith and commit yourself to obey God's word about love. And learn, it said, let me warn you, though, there will be times when you would rather do anything than allow love to rule. It would seem as though it is taking off a pound of flesh. There would be times when it would be much easier to go ahead and get mad, to seek your own and retaliate. Love is directly opposed to the sense. The sense has been trained to put themselves and their desire above everything else, so selfish, seeking their own way. But love, the word said, does not seek your own righteousness of your own way. And to walk in love, you must demand that your senses, I mean your flesh, be suggested to the word. Without the definition concern, you will not continue in the love of God. So commit yourself to God love now. And when temptation comes, you will remember your decision and obey love. Once you have made the decision, the most powerful thing you can do in practice the love walk is to continue confessing that you are the love of God. Base your confession on Corinthians 1:13-8. This God kind of love will begin to influence all you say and do. If someone say something unkind to you, love will say, "That's okay. I am not touchy. I'm not touchy, fretful or resent. I take no account of that." And you go free. Learn to believe in love. It is the most powerful force in the universe. Walk in love by faith in the word. Walk in love is walking in the spirit. It is walking as Jesus walked. Love never fails. Notice nothing works out. Nothing works without it. And there will be no failing with it. When you live by love, you cannot fail. It takes faith to believe that love's way will not fail. The natural mind cannot understand that because the natural mind and his world are ruled by selfish. He believes if you don't look out for one, number one, himself, no one else will. And in the sense, he is right. No one else can look out for him. His selfless shut the door to the love of God, and he went up on his own. But when you practice love by faith and refuse to seek your own, you put the Father into action in your behalf. He will allow no man to do you wrong. 1 Chronicles 16:22. As long as you stay in love, God the Father seeks your own. He sees to it that love never fails. Walk in love is to your great advantage. Agape love is a new kind of power. It makes you the master of every situation. As long as you walk in love, you cannot be hurt and you cannot fail. No weapon that is formed against you will prosper. No one evil has the power to hurt your feelings, because you are not ruled by feelings, but by God's love. You are loved as he loved. And I was just reading that about all that, you know, about the different things about love. And as we walk in love, and as we go forward and just walk in his love and just show love to other people, the things that we are going through, that God is able to bring us out. Because I really can say I ain't always walked the way I'm walking. I praise God for the way that God have really have changed my life in many ways through his word. Because I can look at my own self and know there's been a change in me. And I praise God for it, you know. And I just asked, I just want to read this here too. I was looking at about the lame man, and I thought about in Acts 3, the first chapter, where it said, now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour to pray, the ninth hour, and carry a man lame from his mother's womb, and carry who he laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who enter his temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple asking for alms, and fixed his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. And he gave them his attention, expected to receive something from them. And then it said, the verse 6 said, then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And I began to think about that. There's some more to read on that. I was thinking about that stretch, and I said, now, all this time, this man been sitting there at the gate, and I said, and he was having his arm ripped out for money and stuff, but it was just so good that the love came by that day. The love through Peter and John came by and rescued this man with giving him that touch that probably gave him the word. I don't know. But thank God that the word came through that man to expect. Because I know he'd been sitting there all those years expecting to receive something from somebody. He probably didn't care who it was. But since let somebody come and help me, because I need some help. And so as Peter and John came through, they said, silver and gold have I none. But thus as I have, I give unto thee. Rise up and walk. They had the greater one in the inside. They had Jesus Christ, and they shared it. They wasn't selfish. They wasn't selfish like some people might be selfish of what they got. They wasn't selfish about Jesus, because Jesus can be shared abroad to everybody. He died for the whole world. We shouldn't be selfish about him, because he died for everybody. And so then they wasn't selfish, and so then the man he rose up. He said, and he took. He said, in verse 7, said, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he leaped up, stood and walked, and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. He was happy. He was happy because that love came by. That love have came by and lifted him up. The Bible said, love lifted me. The songwriter say, love lifted me. And that love came by and lifted that man up today. He was excited about that love, that joy that he got. He got some strength, because the Bible said the joy of the Lord is our strength. And he got some joy that afternoon. And I just thank God, you know. You know, we, as people go around, you know, there probably people walking around, and we need to walk around and give somebody some joy. Give somebody, let them know that love is still there. The love ain't gone nowhere. The love is still abroad for each and every one that receive it. We just got to respect something. We got to respect and receive something. A lot of time we not looking for nothing. If we're looking for something, we're looking for something in the wrong places or in the wrong time. So we got to look and expect to receive something from the Lord, because God has got it out there, but we just got to respect to see something from the Lord. God is so awesome, and he is so good, and he's yet working out situations for people. And like the sister was saying, this is the week of love, and I know a lot of people expect to receive something this week. They expect to receive some different things. I don't know what it might be, some candy or some flowers, what. But somebody expect to receive something. But I'm here to tell you, respect, receive Jesus Christ. And if you receive him, you got that love. You got everything that you need. You got everything that you need. If you expect to see that seed of Jesus, because that is a seed. That is a seed that can produce anything that you want. It is right there. All you got to do is trust and believe in him and let it grow in you. Just you can't see yourself changing, but one day you're going to wake up and you ain't going to be wanting the things that you used to want. You ain't going to be so selfish like you used to be. You ain't going to be so jealous like you used to be. You're going to have a change of heart and a change of mind. You ain't going to be acting like you used to be. You're going to thank God that he came into your life that day. You're going to thank God that he came and opened up that door and made that way for you to make a change. And I just thank you. I just want to read some scriptures right now.
And praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Say what?
Praise the Lord. Yeah, it's time now for me to the other speaker to come in.
Okay, then. All right. God bless.
God bless. Praise God. I know I'm trying to make sure. I hate to interrupt, but we're going to use glory to God for trying to give you a 2 or 3 extra minutes after the 15 minutes. So we're going to take our next speaker, which is going to be Prophetess Bird, and then it'll be Mother Alexander. So we'll give each one of y'all fairly about 17 minutes. But when you get closer to the 17, I'll be saying glory to God. All righty, now we're going to open the line to Pastor Bird. The word has been rich tonight, but we got to make sure everybody has some equal time. I'm not quite sure you all are hearing me because I had to say it a couple of times. I don't want to be interrupting the word. So let me know if you're not hearing me clearly so that way I can be able to not cut you off while you're speaking. Okay, at this time I'm going to open the line for Pastor Bert when it gets down to the number. All right, thank you so much. God bless.
Hello?
Hello, praise God. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
It's a little bit of interruptions because I sure didn't want to interrupt you all, but we want to give each other y'all some time. So God bless. The line is open now for Pastor Bert.
Praise the Lord. Father, we come boldly now to your throne of grace. And God, we ask you for mercy. God, we come boldly now and ask you, Father God, to come in and just love us as only you can. As we walk through your word and as we talk about love, help us to love one another if you've already loved us. So, Father, we thank and praise you for this opportunity to give you praise, to lift you up and glorify you, for it's all about you and not about us. And we thank you now in Jesus' name. I've heard so much tonight, and everybody's gone over some scriptures that I had, so I'm going to try to make this brief. The Holy Spirit teaches that there is nothing more important than love. And we all read that love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13:13. True love bears and endures any difficulties and never fails. Love never fails. Love fulfills God's law. Love for God causes us to obey and keep his word. It is through love for him that we are granted to know the secret of his heart. Now, we're going to talk today briefly just about two types of love. And that is phileo love and agape love. The Bible tells us about God's love and affection for us. In the Word of God, the Holy Spirit speaks of agape love and phileo love. Agape has been defined as a love committed to the highest good. It is a love not depending on the emotions. Praise God for this kind of love. Because with this agape love, I love you in spite of your mean self. I love you in spite of your selfish self. I love you in spite of your hate for self. I love you in spite of your ungrateful self. I love you in spite of your bad self and your unforgiving self and your controlling self. That agape love, I love you, not because of. Whenever we start putting and but and if in front of anything, it cancels everything else that's been said. I love you because you're my daughter. I love you because you're my friend. I love you because I've already put conditions on your love. So agape love does not have any conditions. Agape has, without it, none of us would be saved. With agape, God set aside his wrath against us and instead pours it out on his dear beloved son. It was a love that could look at our dead, sin-sick, spiritual, petrifying souls and actually become our sin and die for it. Love, that type of love, is the love that God has towards us. Phileo love is best defined as tender affection, love from the emotions in a person's soul. It is the love of a true friend, love of a child for his parents or for another child, love between a husband and a wife. This kind of love can be casual or intense. This kind of love comes with a condition, that phileo love. I love you if you love me back. I love you if you treat me well. I love you if you are part of my family. I love you because you're my sister. I love you. And that love always comes with a condition. And as we've talked about, when God said, for God so loved the world, John 3:16, and everybody know that, for God so loved the world that he gave, that word gave in there is a Greek word. And within that word, the applications is, I gave you everything that you needed when I gave you my son. When he gave us his son, he gave us a son, his son, with promise. So everything that he promised us was in that gave. It says that he bestowed upon us. He brings forth. He committed. He delivered. He granted. He hinders. He make. He minister. He number. He offer. He have power. He put. He receive. He set. He showed. He smite. He suffered. He took. He uttered. He yield. Everything that we needed is everything that we need to love is in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's what love is. I don't condemn you because of what you've done or what you're doing, because I agape you. I agape you. I love you without ands, ifs, and buts. There's no stipulations on it. It's not limited of how many times I'm going to forgive you for the same thing. It's unconditional love. And that's how God loves us, and that's how God wants us to love one another. And I'm going to read a couple of scriptures, because everything has basically been said. And as children of God, we do have to love one another. 1 John 4:7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. I cannot say I love God and hate my neighbor or hate my friend or hate somebody that I see every day. The Bible declares that we are a liar and the truth is not in us. He asked the question, how can you love me who you've never seen but hate your neighbor? So love is without condition. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. And that's a broad statement when it says we might live through him. And what that means, just as he said, y'all, excuse me, just like he was saying this word, all the perfecter is Jesus Christ. It's not because of my goodness, not because I'm so great and so forgiving. I forgive because my forgiveness come through him, because he lives in me. And we have to come to that understanding that without the love of God, it's impossible for us to love, for he is love. We live in this sinful body. We live in this flesh. But when the Spirit of God comes to live in us and to dwell in us, that means that Jesus himself is inside of us. And everything that we do is through him. So because he is love, we have to be love. That's what comes out of us. Not only with love, but love also comes with compassion. It comes with understanding, and it comes without judgment. How many times do Christians, they beat you down more than the world sometimes? Because when you come sometimes for sympathy, and it's all right, because we're going to go back to the word with whatever it is. But sometimes I just need a hug. Sometimes I just need a touch. Sometimes I just need somebody to listen to me. And so when we have that agape love within us, we get out of all emotions. You know, that's one of the hard things of us. But we are human, and God knows that we get into emotions so much. That's that phileo love. I love you, and I choose when I love you, and other times I just can't stand you. That's not the love of God. So God will know us by the way we love one another and by the way that we treat one another. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us. What a statement. We didn't choose him. He chose us. And he loved us. And when he loved us, we were able to love one another. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us. And his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he has given us of his spirit. We didn't have to try to manifest that love. We don't have to do that, because the Spirit of God that is inside of us causes us to love. God didn't leave anything for us to try to do on our own. I can pretend I like you. I can pretend I love you. I can pretend. But once the Holy Spirit comes inside of us, we are empowered to love. That agape love and also that phileo love, those are the two loves that, and it's other types of love, but those are the two that I wanted to address today, that we love one another as God has loved us. We love one another without being judgmental. We love one another in spite of how you make me feel. And there are times when we will get emotional, and my prayer is that we will know the difference between that phileo love and the agape, because the agape was pull us back and said, I don't care how she's acting. I don't care how he's acting. I don't care whether they like you or not. You agape them. So we just thank God that during this love month, since I love Jesus with all of my heart and he loves me, and he may not send me no candy, so anybody want to send me a card of candy, just go ahead and do that. Thank you so much. Y'all be blessed. Love you.
Glory be to God. Praise God. Mother Alexander, praise God. We're going to receive her at this time. We're going to call the Spirit of the Gym. Margaret will be. Praise God.
Come before the thank you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day. For you are so precious to us, Lord. You make a way for us every day of our life. And Father God, we give you all the glory today. We give you praise. We give you honor. Thank you for being so good to me, Lord God. Father, you, as far as I can remember, you have been in my life. And Lord, you never, never, never let me down. I know my Redeemer is real. I know that if he said it, he will do it. I know that he said in his word, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. So that let me know that wherever I am, no matter where or how, I know that I'm never alone and that he's always with me. And that go for each and every one of us, because he is not no respecter of person. What he do for me, he'll do it for you. And I thank God for the mercy and his grace, because regardless what goes on in our life, he's always there. The Bible said his hand is not short and his ears is always open to our cry. We have to know that this God that we serve, Jehovah God, his will stand. If we believe in him, put our faith in him, whatever he say we are or what we have it. The only thing is we got to believe and stand by faith in his word. The power of love is that we must know who we are in Christ Jesus, because God is love. And if you have him in you, then you must have the love of God, because you know who he is, so you stand on his word. Believe by faith that what he said you have and what he said he will do it. But you've got to believe and you've got to stand by faith. He gave us illustration in his word that those in our forefront of time, when they stand, they receive what the promise is for them. Those same promises we have, because God never said, I won't give you the desire of your heart. He said, I will give you the desire of your heart. But you got to look at you. What are you doing? How your lifestyle? Are you living the righteous way he tells you? Are you being obedient to the will of God? Are you believing by faith that there is only one God, and that's Jehovah God? There is no other Savior but him. So regardless what come your way, stand, and believe that my Savior is my provider, my protector, my healer, my deliverer, and no one else can deliver like he can. You got to know who you are in Christ Jesus, and that when you stand, there's no failure coming from you, because you are who you know you are, a child of the living God. I remember, it's a testimony I have, it's a short testimony, but I remember when I was in Egypt, they sent me to a room. There was two ladies that they wanted that room. Okay? I said, okay, this is my number here. This is my room. All right. They was making so much fuss about it. So I just walked downstairs, and I don't know where these two angels come from. And they went up and told the hotel manager. They sent up someone. I didn't have to do nothing, showing you how God can work when you believe in him and when you live according to his word. He will work. He will move mountains for you, baby. No matter how it look, stand on who you know you are through Christ Jesus, and your desire will come true. But you have to believe and work the work of faith, stand on his word, live according to his will. You can't be living and jumping the fence and think you're going to come out smooth. You got to live straight. Live according to his word. Two ladies went downstairs. I don't know where the lady come from. But the manager came up, and I was well over in Egypt. The manager came up, and before I know it, I had a room that mostly everybody wanted to get that room. I think it was a queen up in there. Now, this is to show you how God worked. I didn't even have to stand up and argue with these ladies. But God sent two angels. Miss Alexander, wait a minute. We're going to the manager. By the time I turn around, they had me upstairs in a beautiful room. This is showing you God will move mountain for one of his children. Stand by faith, believe in his word, and continue to walk in the love of God. Nothing is impossible, but you have to live it. Speaking it is not going to do it. You got to live by his word. You got to stand by faith, and you got to be believing in his word. And we're going to a scripture. Look in Mark chapter 11. We start from 23. For verily I say unto you, God said, we start from 22. God said, have faith in God. Now this is the word of the living God. Jesus Christ tell us, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, what is your mountain? If you're having a problem at work, that's your mountain. You don't have to get in argue with nobody. But you go, you get on your knees, baby. Get on your knees and you go to your Father in heaven. Because according to his word, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Remember, no, you cannot have no doubt. Because remember who God is. He's the creator of all things. There before God, there was nothing. He was the beginning. He was the nothing before him. So when he said, have faith in God, baby, you have to know. Stand. I don't care how shaky the ground is. You still stand. Because you must know who you are. And you must know who our Heavenly Father is. Not just speaking the word, oh, Jesus, oh, no, baby, you got to know him. That when you says, I am calling on my Savior, I am calling on my Lord, you know what you're doing. Not just saying it. But according to his word, he said, into the sea, cast it into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart. Because remember now, when you get doubt in your heart, you is the one clapping this thing. You is the one keeping it from coming. God already let go all. He already speak it. It is in there. But you can hold it up. Just like people say, oh, I can do this and I can do that. No, baby. You a child of God. You have your belief and your faith, and let nobody shake it. It said in 23, and but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Remember, no doubt. No, well, I don't know. No. That's when you stop it. God don't stop anything God already tell you is yours. But when you let doubt come in your mouth because you speak it, remember what he said, dead and life is in the power of the tongue. When you speak it, that's when you let it out. But when you stand boldly on the word of God, 24 said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that he received them, he shall have them. Now this is the word of God. Now if you believe in your Heavenly Father, let nothing change. You believe by faith, this is going to come forth. I am going to have peace in this situation, regardless who stand there. I am going to have peace in this situation because my Father gave me that victory. Now, let's go to Hebrews 11. Here's some illustration of our forefather. Hebrews 11:4 said, by faith, Abel offered up to God more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Now, faith, by faith, he did this. Look at 5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. This thing is by faith in God, these things happening. Look at 6. But without faith, it is impossible. Please God. You don't have no faith in him? You don't think you're going to get anything coming from him? No. God tell us from the beginning, you got to believe in him. You got to have faith in him. You want this thing to move? And you're there bickering, huh? 1 minute here, the next minute there. You can't be jumping fence and think you're going to get the desire of your heart that you're asking the Lord for. You have to know who you are and stand on it. I'm a child of the living God. My Heavenly Father says all things is possible to them that believe. Then now you're going to stand on it. Stand just like our forefathers stand and get these things. 6 said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe. You're not going to get anything if you don't believe in him. You're not going to get anything go true if you don't have faith in him. You want to stand and you want this thing to come forth. A lot of people would say, well, oh no, it's gone too far. I think it's all over with. Baby, it's never over until the living God said to you, okay, this is it. And he's not going to say that because his word already tell you. He cannot be void. What he says has to come. When it's rain, it don't go back up to the hill. It come to the floor and that's it. It get down on the street, that's it. And the word of God is the same way. And God said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Everybody might walk away, leave, but not God. Because his word said it. And it cannot come back. It's out there already. So you have to make up your mind. When I ask for things, I'm living according to his will. I'm standing on the promises of God. I love according to the way to love my brothers and sisters. Not love for the outside, but in the inside, his hatred. No. Not giving one thing and then in the next minute you're talking about it. No. That's not what Lord is talking about, baby. That's not when you get no victory at all. Because you open the door right there for the adversary. But when you stand boldly, when you know that, Lord, help me, Lord, to stand firm and to stay in your word. And we must always have to remember who we are, what God already says we have. You see, a lot of time we messed up because what? We seem to forget who we are in Christ Jesus. Who we are in Christ Jesus. Because Christ tell us, who are we? Here of God, joined here with Jesus. But some of us seem to be shaking the road. No. If God tell you, you are justified, you are sanctified, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, baby, you got to live according to his will. And I mean, when you love the living God, sold out completely for him, nobody, get what I'm saying? Nobody should labor to remove you from that position. Nobody. Because the love of God is what you have planted in your heart. You receive that love, you stand firm. And by believing in him, believing in him, and faith, that's when everything going to start working right. But until we come unto acknowledgement to know that this is no time for plain and for false love. This is time for true agape love. True love. And when you stand to help a sister, is your heart in it? When a sister calls you, sister, come and help me. Pray for my child. Your heart is in it. It's like your own child. You want to see movement for that child. That's the type of love we got to have for one another. That's the type of love will move mountain, my dear. It will move mountain. And I'm not talking to talk. I'm talking because I've been there. The word of God don't change. God said, have faith in him, believe in him, and then you take your position and stand. You got to stay in his word. You got to read it day and night. Chew it, swallow it, drink it, anything. But you keep the word of God. Keep the word of God flowing in your life day and night. Don't let nothing stop that. Then you'll see the desire. You will see the joy. You will see the love. But you cannot be this type of love here today and not love tomorrow, something wrong. No, you cannot do those things. You got to live according to the word of God. You got to do what God say and keep his word. Keep his word because we know who we are. Christ did not die in vain, my dear. He died and gave us the power, the authority, the dominion over the enemy. But you cannot work it if you're not living according to his will. You got to sell out completely for the living God. Sell out. No, halfway. And I thank God. I thank God for us today. Because we are make up our mind to serve the living God. And I thank him for the prayer line partners. And for those that is listening and our sisters and brothers all around. We stand in the gap for you guys. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Glory be unto God, the Most High God. I praise God for the love that he has poured out of these captives, out of these vessels, each one tonight in dynamic. And with all of that that was said and done, I don't think by leading of the Spirit that I should have anything to add to it because there's so many things that was covered and overlapped and tied in, refortified, and just gave us a great foundation and also something to live by and also to quicken our spirit if we're having any shortcomings or anything in us where we can tighten those reins up and close those doors and lock it down so we can exemplify Christ some more as true disciples of the Lord. And he said, you're going to know that they're going to know, the world, want to know that you are my disciples by the love that you have one for another. And so much of it came through that it can't be in just words, and it has to be in word and deed as well. So we bless the Lord for each one of you in your own unique way. We thank God for the prayers that blessed for the lines, for the system to come up so that way you can be able to put out in the airways. We can really tell when the Lord's blessing and sometimes the enemy is aggravated and don't want it to come through, because God knows his words are coming from him and the anointing. And when we on one accord, how that shakes up the kingdom of the devil and tear down, uproot, and open eyes and destroy yokes and bring salvation, healing, and encouragement. And people that might have been walking in darkness or walking in error, or either if you've saved and whatever, the Bible says, my people are distraught for lack of knowledge. When knowledge comes, the light comes, and it does something in us for us to come into that path. When we really love the Lord, our desire is to fulfill his will. And when the word finds us out and we really love him and want to change, then we allow that word to come in and work those things out of unrighteousness and become righteous, so we can be able to go forth and do what thus said the Lord. Thank God for the power of forgiveness from the very beginning of time, from him being that ultimate sacrifice to even now being on the right hand of the Father, making those intercessions on our behalf, and how he placed us as disciples for us to come together even the more, and for that word and those giftings out there to bring unity and fortify the body, to bring light and life to those that are around us. So I bless the Lord. So at this time, I give God glory for each one of you. Pray God's blessings upon you, angels be encamped about you, that you continue to strive for more and more of him. And we're sorry for the little bit of interruption, but we're trying to keep a balance. But somewhere the phones were not getting me to connect, or something was happening in the airways where you all want to hear me. So I would, I never interrupt you all when you're ministering, but I just wanted to make that ample time be balanced. But it was just such an interruption somewhere in the lines was keeping me from connecting. But nevertheless, through it all, God has blessed. I'm grateful. We want to continue to pray for Pastor Tweedy and her operation he just had on her arm and hand, and that she healed. And she thank you all for setting the gap and praying for. She's sending those words back. Elder Kincaid's been thanking you also for praying for her brother with a transplant. Even the doctors were amazed with some of the things that were that how he's come through it, but he came through the process, and so now they're from Duke, now home as of yesterday or the day before, I can't remember. I think it was Friday, yes, Friday. So, but in the meantime, continue to pray for him. He still needs deliverance, but we thank the Lord and pray for her, because she needs the strength and encouragement too, and we continue to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ, different trials and different things that are going on now. And the body is in the home, but we know the enemy tries to wear the saints out, but we got to keep our focus. Remember that great love he has for us and the promise that he had for us. As Mother said, know who you are and know who he is in you too as well. Know who you serve and stand on his word and his promise, but that's got to be a relationship built up every day, continuously. And as Pastor Burke said, there's going to be times that we can get emotional, but we got to cast some cares back to the Lord and trust him. And then we know that we're a partnership, not only know that Christ is praying for us, and we can pray, but sometimes we need that one prayer, that prayer of touch and agreeing, or that times and stuff like this, as the Bible says, and the two stand touch agree how you move in the midst, but he also one can take 1,000, two with 10,000 a flight, so bear one another burdens. And so we need that unity, and we need that, so we need to exemplify that the more, so we come together in love, and that love and deed in the name of Jesus. So I thank God for the power of forgiveness and love, and all of you that were faithful tonight, of allowing the Spirit of the Lord to have free reign in you, to share that word, because it's powerful from the first one that opened all the way to the last spoken. So I was saying I didn't have, but I'm the one that's kind of bringing it together at the end, so that's as much as I'm going to do. So I believe God has given everything to you all, and I'm just kind of tying the little pieces together a little bit. And so I don't believe that I should add anything else to what was already said tonight. So praise God, we have prayer tomorrow, and the Lord say the same. We have prayer, and prayerfully, we also, with that sharing, have a little bit of a testimony in your prayers to encourage others as the Lord has blessed and moved. So sometimes, even while we're praying and standing, sometimes people need to know how we came out, how we come through, how the Lord blessed through that love, that mercy, and that grace. So the Lord bless. Hopefully, some of you that will come on tomorrow will do that. We may have a couple of people that may have just some short prayers tonight,
but I'm not letting there be a couple of short remarks, then we'll do that if there is so. But I'm opening the line because just in case, you never know if somebody needs to rededicate their life or need to get saved, or somebody that they're standing and want prayer for, or just a testimony, a brief testimony. So we're going to open the lines now for you all, and then we're going to say our greetings for tonight of departure off the line, but not from God's presence, to bless the Lord for you all and that you continue to fight the word of God. So whatever it is that you have when your line is open, definitely be mindful. Be brief. We have a short time before we get ready to close. Have some guests. Please don't dominate the time. Just share if you need a test, if you need a for you, and if you have just a brief testimony for tomorrow, it's really prayer night tonight, second and fourth Sunday, we have the word to come for. Well, the lines are open now.
Amen, Pastor BJ. I have enjoyed every morsel that came forth tonight, and it seemed like everybody was on one accord, but I just appreciate God for loving us so much and demonstrating his love for us. And he really loves us, and he is working things out for us, so I appreciate all that he's doing. And I just pray that everyone receive what they stood in need of. I just I love all of you, and I thank God for all of you. Praise God. I just enjoyed everything, and it was truly a blessing. And I pray that I love how Minister McCormick always just make it so plain for us, and Minister Byrd, how she explained the different types of love, filio, and agape. Praise God. And Sister Alexander, You are right with me, praise God, hallelujah. You stick to, praise God, and reminding people of who they are, hallelujah, glory be to God. And God truly, he is love. So we thank and praise God for demonstrating the power of his love, and that his love lives in us. Otherwise, I don't think you all would be on this line interceding for other people if the power of the love of God did not live in each of you. So God bless each of you. Thank you.
You. I enjoyed each of you, and God bless you. Thank you for that word. The word was so rich, and we were on one accord, and I am just so grateful, and I do want to thank you ladies again, too, for all the prayers that have gone up for me. I appreciate it and love you ladies.
And I'd just like to thank Sister Hubbard, even though I was going so fast, but I thank God that, because I know you had already told me what to do, but I didn't hear you, and so I just thank God for you stopping me and stuff. And I thank God for each and every one of the ladies I have here tonight, and I enjoy each and every one of you. And just continue that we will continue to pray for one another.
Great.
Yes, ma'am. Well, Minister, I mean, don't always know that that just like I said, there was something going on with the line she couldn't hear. So we bless the Lord. That word was, like I said, from the beginning all the way to the end. And I thank God for y'all obedience, like when the Lord put heart for to and call and ask of you all to do and bear witness in your and you do, and then God come and bring all the pieces together in such a magnificent way. So it's good to pray and listen to the Lord. Sometimes he may give us something way in advance. Sometimes he may give a moment notice and just share. But each time when he's given those things and you all have came forth and God has proven himself to us. So let us one for another. God, for you all so much of being a part of this work of the kingdom that God is doing and all that he's doing and in your churches. But the time that you spend with God, it comes through the airways. It comes through. This is not nothing that you can conjure up and part on. This is coming from the agape of the love of God and being a part of him and allowing him to use you and utilize those giftings in you. So I thank God for being in a place at such a time as this to be a part of it. And from what I can hear from you, out of you all, I Archie. Anyone else at this time before the time get by us? I don't want to spend too much time with myself when I just said also for you all a couple of minutes. So anyone else with a prayer request, a praise report? If not, then we're going to close the lines for tonight so we can be prepared as we continue to pray. The Lord bless you. The prayers, we want to pray fervently. Glory to those things that we have before the Lord. And also we want to have some shared of some testimonies of the glory of God to encourage people during this month of February that we're exemplifying Christ His love every day. But for those that may just have a ear just for certain times that love is shown, you know, that filio and whatever else, the other ones that's behind that, well, a list them and go further on back. But she did a great job with those two that she did. The greatest one we ought to keep focused on is the gospel. At this time, is everything finished? Is that it for tonight? No requests or prayers? We're going to get ready to close. If they're not, that's all.
Minister BJ, I did invite people to come on the prayer line, too. I did that before, too. I just wanted to tell you that. All right.
We have a few guests on the line tonight. But, you know, sometimes when we have guests, sometimes they speak, sometimes they don't, and that's their choice. Sometimes it's like come to build up and to be encouraged or just to make sure that what I'm listening and hearing is a witness to God. So we know however God do this, we believe in God, and maybe the next time they're have something to share, but if they've been blessed, that's what's all important. And so whoever the guests are, they did stay on the line. So we're thanking them.
Amen.
God, praise God. They are. And we thank you. And we pray God for another. Well, Father, we do thank you tonight for this blessing, and we praise God for everyone that was on the line. But our heart walks even more in a stronger united way in love and not just in word. But God, we just thank you for each one of those women that came forth, the word that came forth, the love that you show unto us every day, renewed mercy and grace. God, help us to stand fast and hold fast. Pray for those that need a healing, deliverance, encouragement, enlightenment. There's so many things that are going on in life. But I pray for your servants up all around, my God, all around the globe, as they do your kingdom work, that you strengthen them, bless them, keep them covered under the blood. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And as we depart from this line and not your presence, God, we pray, glory to God, that you continue to keep us and our family, our loved ones, and those, glory to God, that are seeking out you and those that need a stronger walk with you and those that, glory to God, are in between two opinions. We pray that every yoke be destroyed, but God, that you will be glorified in all that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Shalom.
Shalom.
Amen.
Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
Praise the Lord. Yes, to your will. Praise the Lord.